Station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Y'all, you're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Well, I wonder if any of those three ladies' name was Annie, because she was struck by being a smooth criminal. Listen, everyone, I hope you're enjoying your day. Top of the hour on the big news. Well, not the big news of the day, but the interesting news of the day, of course, where you can have so much debate and energy with the courthouse system. You know, Do we have the news clip? Okay. Roll that beautiful Bane footage. That's not really what it is, but roll that clip.
Magistrate Andrew Forbes today dismissing charges against three American women accused of violating the emergency powers orders by hopping a fence to access Cabbage Beach on Paradise Island Friday. The three women claimed they were given permission by a police officer in a brown uniform. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis ordered all beaches on Paradise Island, New Providence, and Grand Bahama closed for the Independence holiday weekend as part of measures to contain COVID-19. The beaches closed on Thursday night and reopened Monday morning. A video of the women scaling the fence went viral after a Paradise Island businessman filmed the act. 28-year-old Richard McNeil arraigned in magistrate's court today on murder charges.
Well, now, there you go. There were some key words on that, and I have to keep those key words. Brown uniform, right? Told them that they can do it. They scaled the fence, scaled it, right? And three Bostonian women. All right. So I'm thinking, here is where I stand. And we're going to talk to, because today there have been a lot of unconfirmed reports of increases in COVID-19. And we are going to work on getting that confirmation as soon as possible for you. But there have been quite a few unconfirmed reports. But let's have some fun right now in the back, just in the backdrop of the fact that we had these three women scale the fence to the beach. Now, in my mind, I did not see the video. So I'm trying to figure out what type of fencing was it. Was it a barricade? To say scale it, I'm feeling that this was very much, in my mind, I'm seeing like a six feet wired fence, you know, and they jumped over it and they threw their bags over the fence and, you know, come on, Karen, let's go. Louise, come on. Right? Like something weird like that. And they jump over this fence, the three of them. But I don't think it can't be that high, right? Because we don't know the ages of the women. So it can't be that high. Someone might be in their 40s. Someone might be mid-30s. I'm sorry, unless you are an athlete, doing things in your 30s is not as easy as doing things in your 20s. Maybe they're young and they can scale fences. If it's a barricade, then do we say scale it? Or we just say like walk over? You know, barricades really aren't a prohibiting feature. They just tell us. It's like a suggestion that's a strong suggestion, a strong notification. This place is closed. This place is closed, but not so much so where you cannot unclose it, you know? So if it was a barricade, it was a suggestion. Here we have now, of course, there was a breach in the law. And this has been one that we've been saying from the beginning. Will the laws that are placed on Bahamians be the same for tourists? And I think the first thing we can say is so far, based on this one report, yes, right? Because we didn't see the video and then they're not get arrested. Did they get arrested after the video went viral? Of course, because was the police called to the scene? Did the police have to go to the room? Where did the police, you know, apprehend them? If it was on the beach, then the police did their jobs. Regardless of whatever or whenever, once the offense happened, it was documented, the police did show up and arrest the tourists. Just as our fisheries officers, our Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers, catch American poachers on our seas. They catch them in the Exuma Keys that are supposed to be sanctuary. So they're not just fishing out of season. They're fishing in sanctuaries where Bahamians are not allowed to fish. No one is allowed to fish because these are fishing sanctuaries. They will get caught there from off of their yacht. You will look in their yacht's freezers and it'll be filled with fish and conch and lobster, things that are illegal to fish. They don't have a permit to fish. All of these things. And they get arrested. They get sent to court. And guess what happens in the court system? A slap on the wrist. A go home. Now, if you're brown skin, if you're a Dominican poacher, if you're a Haitian coming into the borders, you will get treated harshly. If you're American, maybe it's about the passport. We're curious to see, find out what is the because it, maybe it's just the nationality. If you're American, you get a pass. Do the Chinese get a pass? Because they're also great, you know, supporters. Let me put it in all asterisk, you know, air quotes. Maybe they're great supporters and perhaps the Chinese citizens get away with it. I doubt it. I doubt it. The way that Americans seem to have the court system massage them and let them loose, filled with lotion. Because the one thing that these tourists, they said was that a man in brown, a police officer in brown, told them that they could do it. Now, somewhere in this story, they knew that this was against the law, that they were breaking the law, but because they got this wonderful wand of passage where this police officer apparently used a discretion that was above his pay grade. And then that will bring us to the other argument of police officer discretion where we want it to benefit us, but we don't want it to benefit others. So this is where it becomes a tricky situation, right? So the police officer used the discretion that rightly so all of us should be vexed with. Right? Because we have been told, we get sent to court. Brothers, those sisters, those are trying to get butter. Weird. I don't know why you're out on the street during curfew looking for butter. How seriously do you need that butter for white rice? I don't know what's going on there. You know, some people going to see their sweetie fellas hiding behind garbage bins because they're not supposed to be out. But then there were these interesting ones or the ones where you understood the young man is out front of his yard throwing out the garbage for his grandfather. He gets arrested. Young men on the side of the road selling coconut for a living, trying to make a living instead of robbing someone, instead of going into drugs or shooting someone up for a little bit of what they have, they get sent to court and they get fined. All right, they get fined. These jurors get nothing. They get sent home. Yeah, nothing. I mean, there was not even a fine, right? There was another justice for the young man, for a young man who was selling, and I pass him all the time on Howell Road, very industrious young man, on Howell Road, coconuts, mangoes, coconut water. He's selling all of this on the side of the road. He gets arrested, goes to the court, and the judge fines him $25. That's judicial discretion, right? And the justice magistrates, they have their, they can do whatever they wish, apparently, in the realm of their purview, what they can and can't do. However, as a Bahamian, I'll tell you, it doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. It just doesn't sit well. Now, are we unreasonable? And that's the question that I have to ask. I want to ask today, are we unreasonable that we want discretion for Bahamians, right? We want the young man who, you know, is being arrested, because the police officer did their job. They arrested the women. So the law is being seemingly enforced. We don't know if their story of a police officer in Brown telling them they can do it. We don't know if that story is legitimate. And if it was legitimate, are we okay with the police officer giving that sort of discretion? We ask for that sort of discretion for Bahamians. Are Bahamians getting that form of discretion? When the first young man who was sent to court charged $300 or something odd in a fine and a penalty for doing similar to what this other young man was doing, but the outcome was different. Are we getting the same sort of, is the law the same for all of us? We have an uptick in cases, and especially on that weekend where Bahamians were not allowed to go on the beach on a national holiday. Americans had went on their beaches July 4th. They got all COVID-y up, right? Their comorbidities, I don't know, they must not care about them. And their country was rampant and still is with COVID-19. Ours, no, right? Not since we reopened the borders, we're starting to see this big influx of COVID-19 cases. We've opened the borders now. When we had them closed, we were good. And we were behaving. Bahamians were, by and large, behaving, wearing the masks, not going to abiding by the curfew for fear of reprisal. We are following the law. 85 to 90% of us, we are following the guidelines of the law. People who have no other choice. And this is affecting, for the record, COVID is affecting the everyone in this country, but predominantly the poor, the disenfranchised, tremendously, right? So, you know, how many of us are sparing the dollar for the fellow at the food store now? I mean, more so we should, but how many of us are? And so it seems as if this is just, are we okay with this? Are you okay with this? Are we being unreasonable in wanting there to be a different standard for Bahamians? Well, geez, can it just be the same at some point? I think most babies are saying, can it just be the same standard? Anywhere else in the world, we're hoping smart countries are like, if you break the law, you go to jail. Now, in the United States, we know how the legal system is. Many of us will not even travel for the fear of reprisal just on being black to the United States for a while. I think it's probably as long as Trump is president and there's no sanity leading the country where racial injustice and racism isn't given the leeway to perpetuate and to be so emboldened. But when we go to the United States, before there was a seatbelt law here in the Bahamas, we knew of the seatbelt law in the United States. We're just as cognizant of the patrol officers in the United States, or more so than ours. We abide by the rules of the law in the United States. When we travel, someone did give a wonderful example on Facebook, says that, hey, if I go to Paris and I want to see the Eiffel Tower is closed. Do I say, well, you know what? I need to see the Eiffel Tower, all of it to be damned. I'm going up the tower. Do I anticipate that I will not get arrested? there's a different level of entitlement with foreigners with the Bahamas. That's why we don't get respected, you know. That's why the president can of the United States can call third world countries, black-led nations, bleepo countries. We're not respected. Are we serious? Are we a serious nation? Do we hold firm to these laws, or are the laws different for different people? Different standard for Bahamians. Now, mind you, you grow up in your household and you know that, hey, your parents will always tell you, you're my child. The standard is different for you than a foreigner. But my mother would not let some other child come in and break up their house. Oh, no. They'll call the parent right away. She'll call the parent right away. Listen, come for your unruly child before I kill him. So why is there a different standard? And are we being sensitive for asking or saying that this is ridiculous? We got some text messages here. Let's see if we can get to some of these text messages. A Bahamian shouldn't be arrested. Okay, someone says, if we are going down the road of arresting tourists for going on the beach under another idiotic lockdown decision, then we better find another industry to replace the hundreds of millions of in tourism revenue quick, because tourism is going to disappear. Bahamians shouldn't be arrested for these silly lockdowns either. I agree with this texter completely. Because now that brings out another point. Right. The other point and the thought that came to mind is, what are we doing? Can we rethink? Is this working? Because tourists come here not to sit down. We've never sold our culture. We're not a landlocked nation. Right. We're all about the sun, sand and sea. In the ads, it's not about the Bahamian people. We don't sell us. And during COVID-19, you can't sell community anyway. Right. You can't sell that. So you're selling sun, sand and sea. Now, mind you, based on the protocols given by the government, guests can roam freely on the property which they're staying without masks. They can go on the beaches because it's the property's access, right? So who's gonna report them? But if you're staying at a vacation rental and you want to go on the beach, it's a bad weekend to come. And this is why we have to ask, are we closing down beaches at a detriment? Now, mind the beaches are open now, right? They're open now. We have a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Naj. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. And you?
I'm all right. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You think it's a sin being Bahamian or being black? I mean, with all due respect, right?
Uh-huh.
What do you think? You think it's being black or being Bahamian? Why are we getting treated so bad by this government?
Man, listen, I think it's just being Bahamian, man. It can't be being black, eh?
No, because, I mean, why is that, right? I mean...
Well, maybe, you know, because some...
No, during the lockdown, I'll be respectful. Give me a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
During the lockdown, I was able to travel because I do essential work, right? Mm-hmm. And I travel throughout the Bahamas. Do you know in certain parts of the Bahamas where, I mean, the lighter-skinned people live, there were no barriers, no lockdown. I mean, seriously speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
We have a minister who is lie, or him, not commissioner, not security minister, commissioner, because they ain't talking, because Bahamas didn't say the tourist was not in custody, they can't find them. That's the last case. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the tourist was caught. I mean, him and Paul ain't talking. I mean, what's really going on?
I don't know.
And then the most damaging thing about the minister, you see, nobody advocating locking the tourists up. I ain't questioning the magistrate, because magistrate only do what they come in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But all in the world, you have Bahamians being locked up, selling coconuts, going to get water for their mother, getting food, mm-hmm. drive before the court, home before the court. These tourists break the law. I mean, first of all, you got Bahamians going to the beach on the holiday.
See
all this?
Yep.
So anybody, I mean, so then you have Bahamians being dragged before the court, getting beat up. Some people going to jail. I mean, the young man the other day was walking to a PI, going to work, forget to carry his mask, he locked the man up.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, who inspector? Who is practically just too much to tell the tourists going to be? I mean,
that's why I don't believe it. I don't know. It would be hard pressed for me. It's possible, mind you, it's possible that an inspector said, you know what? Yeah, you could go. But I mean Naja, scale the fence, though. Jeez.
With all due respect and closing, I mean, this government, we think people are stupid. In the only way you could tell a big grown man like me and you have common sense,
mm-hmm.
an inspector, to tell somebody, go on the beach in this time. That makes sense to you?
No.
And then the commissioner, but seriously speaking, the commissioner and Marvin James ain't talking, because Marvin James come out just a little while ago and say, no tourist lockup, and that's a lost case. What really happened? I mean, tell them, get the lie right, man. I mean, these people lie so much, and they get the Regis lying, the Key of Forbes lying. Everybody lying, no?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I tell you, eh?
Listen,
I would like to tell you.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the call. At minimum, someone texts, at minimum, they should have been fined. at minimum, right? Fine them. And fine them a good chunk. Yeah, they're Americans. They can handle it. We must set a precedent. We have another call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Nahasha, how you doing, my sister?
I'm doing well, my brother.
Great. Nahasha, I agree with Dave just now. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Then you wonder why is it that Bahamian people are not being taken seriously. You wonder why our laws are not being taken seriously. Because it seems as if the laws only apply to black Bahamians and everyone else gets a black, gets a get out of jail free card.
The law
is the law. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether the law is ridiculous or not, once that is passed as a law, it needs to be observed, and it also needs to be adhered to. Mm-hmm. The mere fact right now, Nahash, is this, and this is a point that we fail to address. The three ladies, or the three women in particular, acknowledge that they were breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, and they blatantly posted on Facebook or whatever social media to state that they were breaking the law. So there's no ignorance when it comes down to the point that they broke the law.
They knew what they were doing.
Of course, they knew what they were doing. And then the slap in the face for every average Bahamian in this country is to realize that you couldn't, I as a Bahamian, could not go on the beach for the fear that I would have been arrested and possibly charged.
Listen.
The coconut guy on the side of the street, if he had sold, he had broken the law that was put down, he would have been charged. But what is the difference between foreigners who knew that that there was an order put in place, that they knew that they were coming in, the beaches are closed. I don't care if you stay for the next 5 years to come here. Once the law has been applied, that this is what is expected of its citizens, and yes, there's no excuse.
No.
We need to get away from them and us. The law is the law.
It applies to anyone within the boundaries of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I agree with you completely. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you, my brother. Thanks so much. Well, someone texts, Nahaja, how do we know that the police in Brown actually gave them permission to access the beach? Sounds like a lie to me. And if he did, then he needs to go before the court. At least reprimanded, at minimum. Someone says here, yep, again, someone says, how do we know that they're not lying? Yeah. They were arrested after the fact. So after we found out, someone texted, that's when they were arrested. Said, imagine if those were three Bahamian women. Well, John, they would have been denigrated. The story on these three Bahamian, we would have found out their background, you know, where they were. It would have been a whole different tale of the tape. It would have been one whole different tale of the tape with regard to the fact that if they were Bahamian women, three Bahamian women, child, before the courts, we wouldn't have allowed them to clean up themselves. It would have been dragging slippers, probably caught up in the same beach clothes. It would have been a different tale of the tape. But I mean, look, I'm not surprised by this, y'all. I've been foreseeing this. You know that I've been saying that this was going to be the case. I mean, the Minister of Tourism said one or two persons slipped through without the proper testing. One or two? Like, do we not know? Was it one or was it two? Like, do we have more data than that? Come on, guys. We saw this. Are we surprised? Are you surprised? Are you even remotely? I'm not. I've watched it happen too many times with fishermen, with American fishermen. Or poachers. I won't give them the decency. They're poachers. American poachers coming in our waters. Raping our seas. Just like the Dominican poachers. They come in fancy yachts. We never check them. And when they do get before the court, they are sent home the same way these tourists will be sent home. There are different rules, folks. Different rules. And unfortunately, having two passports, if you're black, you're still probably going to have to suffer too. Just because you got an American passport don't make you American to the police's eyes. You will get carted off. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahasha Black. When we come back, my good friend C.A. Nuri joins me in studio. I got a lot of texts from you, and I'm going to read them all. Let's talk about it. Let's debate it. Also, what are we doing now? The borders are open. The second wave is afoot. We've got more unconfirmed cases, working on the confirmation for you. But if they are accurate, ladies and gentlemen, we got a challenge afoot. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black on Guardian 96.9 FM.
That's it. Payback.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Wake up, stay home, go to bed, repeat. Wake up, stay home, go to bed, repeat. Does COVID-19 have your routine a little humdrum? Well, since you're home, now's the time to spice up your routine. Wake up, say your prayers, make the bed. Yes, use the decorative pillows. Bathe, use that fragrant soap. Eat, now's the time to make meal surprise for your family. Exercise, 2 times around the house. Lift those cans, feel the burn. Blast that music and dance. Home gym. Clean, dust, wipe, sweep, vacuum, mop. Is that lavender I smell? Organize. You know that mystery drawer? Find out what's in there. And those sheets and towels? Fold them. Do you really need to keep that shirt from high school in the closet? DIY. You bought all the materials months ago, so now it's time to fix that leak, paint the cabinet. Your family's gonna love the new table you built. So what if it's a little low? You made it! Work! Well, you still have to get some work in there. It's part of the routine, but at least you can work from home in your pajamas! You might want to change when you have those video calls, but that's up to you! Well, COVID-19, we are keeping our routines and enjoying our homes.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Baby.
Habako, Aklins, Bimini. So many decisions.
Baby, it ain't that serious.
Where you go, Long Island, San Salvador, Exuma, fly or cruise? Board a plane. We gotta think fast, but we gotta get our story straight or we get locked up.
Honey, listen, all right?
No, you listen. If we don't get our story straight, that's it. We done.
What are you talking about? Every Bahamian know about this. We ain't gotta hide it. Any Bahamian could fly for free from Freeport or Nassau.
So, this legit?
Yes, I showed you the website, BahamasResidents.com.
BahamasResidents.com? Yeah, that.
Wait, hold on, where you going though? Loose me from here. This chick got me all cheap.
It might sound too good to be true, but with our two-fly-free promotion, Bahamian residents can fly or sail free to the Family Islands. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Persons older than 60 years and those with underlying chronic conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure are at higher risk of being infected by COVID-19. In nursing home facilities, COVID-19 can spread easily among seniors and the impact can be severe. Special care must be taken to make sure our seniors in nursing homes are safe. To protect these residents, no in-person visitors should be allowed at any nursing home facility. All healthcare workers should wear personal protective equipment, including gloves, masks, and gowns when they come into contact with nursing home residents. Frequent hand washing, especially when caring for several seniors and carrying out procedures, is recommended. Cleaning of frequently touched surfaces must be done consistently throughout the day. Healthcare workers and caregivers should stay at home if they are ill with respiratory symptoms such as coughing, runny nose, fever, or shortness of breath. If a nursing home resident becomes ill with respiratory symptoms, they should be properly masked, then isolated in a private room. The facility administrator should call the Ministry of Health Surveillance Unit immediately and follow their instructions. For more information, call 511, the call center at 502-7382, 502-7382. Visit www.bahamas.gov.bs/health or covid19.gov.bs or email us at covid19@bahamas.gov.bs. bahamas.gov.bn.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black right here on Guardian 96.9 FM. I see my good friend. Hello, Candia. Any breaking news for me? Okay, got it. I feel like there's a breaking news. Candia just, no, she probably ain't breaking. She probably telling me to get something right. So someone says, it was a high fence. It was a high fence. They scaled a high fence. Oh, man, age 18 to 25, they were cuffed, right? They were handcuffed, man. Uh-huh. Oh, they were handcuffed,
you
eh?
You zoomed in.
They were handcuffed.
You zoom in.
On the beach? They handcuffed them. It said it's, and you can't, okay. And, I got you. So that's interesting. So they were handcuffed. On the beach. They shouldn't have been handcuffed. Should they have been handcuffed?
They weren't handcuffed.
Well, I get it from my news, my credible sources saying they were handcuffed.
The
so you didn't see that.
And I zoomed in a couple times so I could try to recognize the people who covered their face. And I realized that they weren't handcuffed.
They weren't.
One was covering her face with her clothing, and there's no handcuff there. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying I did not see
it. So you didn't see any walking into the courts, because I didn't see any.
The picture of it. I didn't see any video.
I didn't see it, but, reported that they were. So
I did not see any
ever
present
photos either.
Go by that. Yeah. By them.
But that's, listen, as it stands today, right? Are we, because it's a fence. It was a fence. It was a high fence.
It was a high fence. It's the same fence the DNA broke down.
That's what I was thinking. That was the fence.
And they erected back up.
So where are these guests staying? Are they staying over PI?
Well,
they had to have been staying over PI.
Yeah, you don't catch the bus.
You don't go. And at night.
All those other beaches.
At night, right?
It was evening. It was night.
It's pretty night to me, right? So you're like, I know that a businessman or someone across the island, on the island, filmed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were like, this is just ridiculous.
What you doing?
This is the same foolishness.
Don't fall.
You know, how did they get across? Look at them going over the fence.
Yeah.
I wonder if the videographer called the police. I think it would be their civic duty to call the police.
You think?
Yes.
I think the video went viral and that caused it.
You call
the picture. Or the picture.
You call the police, man.
But how did the interview happen?
Which one?
With the media.
No.
Remember the ladies then were interviewed.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that...
Someone called them?
Someone called
Someone
the
had
media,
a number for them?
Or the media came and looked for them and said, hey, are you one of the three ladies who climbed the fence? And said, yeah, that was me. Oh, I have a couple questions. Can you come
so
on TV?
So they were young. And I was asking about general dexterity, right? I was asking about their fitness.
They seemed to be fit.
18 to 25.
I see one stretched her legs straight over that fence.
That was powerful.
And I can't do that.
Man, listen, I need to see this video because someone said, I saw the video. They were handcuffed going to court.
Okay.
They were handcuffed going to court.
But, you know, I wanted to discuss the narrative. And the narrative of coming through immigration, mm-hmm. not having the right COVID.
We'll get to
that. I'm just trying to show the sequence.
Okay.
I believe, me.
Yes.
Because, you know... I have this gift of discernment. I told you about it before. You know, mm-hmm. I have that craft, that gift, right? And I can discern that these three ladies were witches. And you know, and I have proof for it. I'm not just saying it out of my head, because sometimes you accuse me of saying things out of my head.
That was not one out of your head?
No, that was not at all. Because imagine not having the right tests.
Right.
And you come into an official officer of the law.
Right.
Whose job it is to protect the borders of the Bahamas.
Right.
And you smile at them in your whimsical way.
Right.
And he said, yeah, go ahead. Then you go to the beach, and an officer of the law, who is to protect our law and order, and khaki, no other, not even a jabroni, an officer in khaki, senior police officer, told you, man, climb that fence, man, and swim.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So that...
That's witch type thing, man. That's witchery.
But those are the dots you're connecting.
That's what I'm trying to say. They cannot, it's not no coincidence. They have that magic. They have the Unka Wonka.
They got the Unka Wonka.
I know it when I see it.
You know what? You can talk foolishness on this good Wednesday, you know. This is the middle of the week. We're not allowed to talk this much nonsense on Wednesday.
Today's not Monday?
No.
See, that's the problem.
That's the problem. They have the Unka Wonka, eh? We have a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hi, Nigel. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Wonderful. I'm a little bit better today. I can be on the beach.
Man, look here, man. Listen, I need to hit that up this weekend. Good thing it's open.
Yeah. And well, I don't see any policemen around.
Well, listen, don't tell me which beach until after the break. We don't want them to show up, just in case they lost that.
but could you imagine those three ladies, they're from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because could you imagine 1 year from now there's a movie made, The Bahamas, Forgiven?
What's the that's the name of the movie?
What I'm trying to do to get out of it is something positive. Because don't forget the barefoot bandit. He was wrong. The FBI couldn't catch him, but some policeman, when he had no gun, catch him. The Kongs are and bail.
Mm. So go finish your thought. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I was just trying to get something positive out of it because it seems as if there are two laws, one for us and one for them. So
let me ask you this question, and see, I ask this too. I'm seeing the video now of the women handcuffed heading into court, right? They are so tourism. This is where I think that this is where the conversation gets interesting to me. We opened the border to tourists, right? Because right now, the only idea we have that is sustainable, apart from the domestic travel, which is very good, is that we need to get tourists in. This is going to be risky. It's going to be dangerous for our health, but we need to get them in. Do you think that it was required or necessarily required just watching them with handcuffs? Is that okay? Are we okay with that? And should Bahamians be handcuffed as well? Now, all of a sudden, I think handcuffing should be a thing that we address. I don't know. Were we supposed to arrest them? I say yes.
Oh, well, I would have taken them into our foreign affairs with the embassy. And just talk to them because, well, they're tourists. And then... What are we waiting for? We're waiting for them, right?
Yes.
We advertise for them, okay? And we're waiting on the revenue. But as for health reasons, well, we've got to take those precautions and not them.
Yeah, I think there was a different way. We probably could have dealt with it. Thank you so much, Carla. I like that suggestion.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you. That's a good suggestion. I think it's unfortunate. This is why the shutting down of the beaches was a challenge, right? But I'm still not... Well, anyways, let me move on because the holiday weekend is gone. These women knew the law. Yes. They knew they were breaking the law.
Yes.
Okay? They allege that a police officer in brown gave them the kudos or the okay to do it.
To jump the fence.
To jump the fence, which is an odd thing because the police officer would have said, there's a side gate.
There's a side gate? Yeah. Hold on, let me get the keys.
Exactly. Not the, I can watch you jump the fence. It's fine. Yeah, no.
Let me hold your bag.
Thank you. Right? And for the record, these are three black women. Muslim?
Muslim and black is... Kind of.
Well, no, Muslim is a religion, no? It's a faith.
Yeah, but they weren't really black. I mean, they're not Negro.
They're not Negro. They're people of color. They're brown.
They're people of color.
This is the thing. I have a brown, an Indian friend. She considers herself brown. And
but
she,
not black.
Right. But she's not even close to, she's like Long Island red.
She's Long Island red.
So how is she brown?
She's a person of color.
Right, to
but,
her. But
I'm, Nahasha, you're black.
Am I black? I'm not black. I'm brown.
You're not Nahasha black?
You're blue black.
I am blue black.
And that's why I know you're...
But you're still Nahasha Black, though.
That's my last name. Yeah. We have a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Nahasha.
Hi. And C.A. Nuri in studio.
Hey, C.A. How you doing, bro?
I'm always good, man.
Adrian LaRota calling.
Hi. How are you?
Excellent.
Good to have you calling, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Listen, I just want to chime in on this one, though, among other things, but not today.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and Nahasha is a black.
Yeah, sure.
See? Consensus.
Consensus given.
No, but seriously, I mean, we need to sometimes not take things as casually as we do, and we need to understand. And a lot of people are now using the word, and it's a word, clusterfuck. Don't cut me off.
Okay.
Please?
All right. Okay.
It's a word in the dictionary.
Yeah, I don't like that word, though.
Yeah, that word could get me in or cut some trouble, but keep
it
going.
It could, but if you look at the spelling of it, it is a calamity of catastrophe.
Of errors.
People don't know.
Yes,
and
I know.
People don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that is what these orders have become.
Right?
Because it's a confusion.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you why. You can't say the country of the Bahamas, the Bahamas. You can't say the Bahamas is open to tourists and then you don't allow people to go to the beach.
Mm.
We only sell in sunshine and sea.
Yep. And it's messed up, right?
Listen to me. Tourists ain't coming here to book into our hotels to go and do no banking. Okay?
Mm. You're right.
Okay? The tourists ain't coming to the Bahamas to book into a hotel to go and do no aragonite mining.
Nope.
Okay? So, all I'm saying is, it is a catastrophe I can't understand it. Why can't we get it? And I'm really only calling it today because normally I would not do this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in a position this week,
mm-hmm.
and I've allocated actually 93 hours to dealing with these things, where we find that a Bahamian citizen was arrested and charged in court, where he went to be guilty, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For driving in his vehicle because he didn't have a mask. Like,
really?
What is going on? This is
why we have so much confusion and so much resentment and pushback, because it is ad hoc, and the word that you use is definitely the appropriate word to use, but not on air, so don't use it again for me.
Which word was that?
Can't say it because I'm not sure it's ERCO approved. But Adrian, he's right on the money on that one in terms of it being what it is. These women broke the law. There is no doubt about it. Bahamians, that weekend was one of the heightened scenarios for us all, was that we could not go on the beach. And even though people were talking as if they were going to revolt, we still obeyed the law.
Because we're decent people.
That is who we are. We are not this crazy bunch. We obey the law.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it always goes back to the dynamic that the tourist or the foreigner can do what they wish in our home. They benefit from our country. They get to enjoy the sun, sand, and sea. Because when they stay to the hotel, their beaches are private.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go on the property unless the property is broke.
Well, no beach is actually private.
Well, tell that to the beaches when you show up on it.
True.
Right? Can you access it?
No.
All right. We have another call on the line. Caller, you're on the Hitback. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Nahasha. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey,
Nuri.
How are you?
I'm great. Nahasha, first of all, that's a stupid law to begin with. none of those members of parliament had common sense enough to tell our community it was a stupid law.
Mm.
But it still was the law,
mm-hmm.
and we had to obey it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But the thing is, after the Jonathan Ash issue, thing that happened with Jonathan Ash running up the stairs to the courthouse,
yeah.
no one should be in handcuffs for petty crimes or nonviolent crimes, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because Dame's in the news talking about no one is above the law and there's no special treatment, but he forgot about Jonathan Ash.
Well, I mean, he probably ran so fast they couldn't cuff him.
Or they couldn't figure who he was in.
You know, it's like a ninja. And he just showed up, and they were like, "Oh, we forgot to cuff the brother."
Hey, I think tourists
should have had a different. There should have been a different. Someone sent me a text that they're going to be on Entertainment Tonight. That would be
sure.
crazy.
It will be entertaining.
But the thing is, right, they could have handled it differently. Yeah, I understand the law is the law, but it is effective in this country. Mm-hmm. And yes, people were calling for them to be arrested, just like any other Bayman would. But like someone else said, well, what kind of light are you trying to portray here?
Yep.
You tell them they can come to the country and enjoy our sunshine and sea.
But
then you're
really
for doing so?
Yeah, but not really. And well, listen, that it the competent authority, wherever you go in whatever country, whatever law is in place, whatever law is in place is the law that's in place. And my thing is, if the law adjusted and changed, their duty was to gripe about the fact that it rains. They will come here and they are totally ticked off that it's raining outside. Well, I came and this is my wedding, my honeymoon, and it's going to rain the whole week. I'm not coming back. Like, they come with this idea that it'll never even rain. So there's a part of me where I'm like, you know what? No, the heck with it. They broke the law. However, what are we trying to achieve here with them? You're opening the borders. There is now an increase in COVID cases in Grand Bahama. We opened the borders knowing full well that the citizenry were going to be at risk, but it's only the citizenry that is being demanded to follow laws that we're not the ones bringing it in anymore, right?
Right.
I mean, other than, of course, those who travel away and bring it back, right? But we're not the ones who are perpetrating the increase in it, predominantly so, from, you know, not home anyway. So we are being told we must obey. The tourists are being told that they don't have.
This whole policy is nonsensical. Everything that I've seen for the past month and a half, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
nonsense. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I can listen.
Man, listen, it doesn't make sense. A lot of this is ad hoc to me. We have another call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
These tourists, don't be surprised if in the next 3 weeks they're exposed to Russian bombing, because guess what happened? You can recall, you remember the same tourists we are talking about, they made a video, they said they were stopped in the airport, they were told they were being deported. You remember that, right?
Mm.
These same ladies, they said they were told for 2 or 3 hours by the customs or immigration. Do you remember that, right?
Well, that's why Cecil's saying that's why my good friend CA is saying that they had some form of witchcraft.
I'm trying to say right now, you won't be surprised if they get sent over to expose the corruption, because members know. They said they were stopping the airport.
Yeah,
they were detained. So somebody in government had to authorize those tourists to be released.
Pardon me? No, go ahead. Finish up.
No, I'm trying to say what they say on the video. If you can recall, they said we were stopping the airport. They told them they had the wrong test. Do you remember that, right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they end up on this beach. They come in contact with the person in khakis, and also ASP, superintendent, or inspector. That means somebody, the authority, is in the business of these people breaking the law. I mean, it makes sense.
That's if we believe their story. Now, and thank you so much, because we have to go to news. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. I think the call is saying they could be like secret shoppers. You know, maybe they're here to check our border security. I think these ladies just were good-looking enough, maybe smart enough. They batted some eyes. And our brother's susceptible.
Yes.
They always worrying about Bahamian woman marrying foreigners. But these brothers easy. Bahamian brothers easy. Okay? One or two eye bat. Yeah, man, sweet girl.
And
give me a
smile.
Number. Yes.
And that smile.
And, you know, depending on if they had on short shorts, like beach shorts for the...
Beach outfits.
Yeah, it's like the pum-pum.
And they lifting their legs up to climb over a fence.
Well, I mean,
that'll cause a Negro to say, man, whatever you need.
Yes, it would cause a Negro. Bahamian Negroes are that easy.
Yeah, we that easy.
We will break a law for a foreigner.
Couple
well laws. So it could have been a brother in khaki. It could have been a peanut man. I think just could have been anyone.
I think it's Sarge. You know, they call me
Sarge.
Yeah.
Sarge would have arrested one.
You think so?
And let two go.
Detained.
Yeah, you got to do it. It's like a bolo. Buy one, get one free.
Mm.
It's sort of like BOGO. Was it BOGO?
Mm.
Buy one, get one free. Anyway, so it might have been Sarge who did it. They might have ran into Sarge for true.
There you go.
Here's the thing. Now when we come back, here's the question that I have to ask with all of this that's going on. What's the strategy for tourists here in the country? What is the strategy? The beaches are open, so it isn't as if the beaches are closed. It was just closed for the weekend. So this is not, that wasn't a long-term problem. The bigger problem will be, are we ensuring that everyone here is COVID-free? They have the right tests. What happens on August Monday? Are we going to close the beaches again?
Well, of course.
On August Monday?
Yes.
Are we? How many people are breaking curfew? Who are tourists on any given night? How do we? Are we policing that appropriately? So we're going to shut the beaches again on the 1st. And here we are. I mean, look, I just don't know. We'll be back after this. You're listening to this, the Hit Bag with Nahaja Black, CA Nurian Studio. Now
you're pumped. You got to get ready.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To get back. I need some get back. Payback. Payback.
And we're back. You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahaja Black here on Guardian 96.9 FM. It is 8 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour. I hope that we all are enjoying ourselves. If you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to The Hit Bag, fastest growing show on talk radio. You notice how I put my own tagline there? Fastest growing show. Yeah. There's no data to support that, but I'm going with it. I actually like that. What do you think, Cecil? I like it.
I like it. It went off the tongue.
Fastest growing show.
It came off the tongue smoothly also.
And that it was believable.
Yes, I believed it.
I know, and I believe it too. I'm just, that's the faith walk I got. You know, we don't do data. You know, last time I checked, data was a bad word. You can't do that. That's why we complainers. Why are you complaining? There's not sufficient data to complain. I feel the need to. We got a call on the line. Caller, you're on the Hit Bag. Welcome. Hello, caller, you're on the air. You lost Oh, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. What I like to say is, right, how is it that we want to give the tourists some issue with breaking the law of going on the beach of tourists who only visit them, you know? And us as Bahamians, we could go to the beach 7 days a week, you know, other days, you know, when it's not a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, with the PLT, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem like, you know, they always like to talk about what they have done, what the project they have built, you know, the docks and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but seems like they believe only them could go to the shop with the beam and people money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if men are supposed to go and borrow $1 billion to do a hospital? What would they say?
But probably find a complaint for that too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to shop and spend money. And every project they do, the F&M got to complete it.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, you know, we got to realize that we live in a capitalist world. You know, and nothing's going to happen for the poor people until we go like socialism, I guess, and social democracy up in this country.
You're right on that, my brother.
You need to study the Richard Wolff, man, you know.
Who's that?
Richard Wolff.
Richard Wolff?
Yeah.
Why does that name sound familiar? Richard
Wolff.
Yeah,
Richard Wolff. That's the guy that he's the authority on socialism, social democratic.
That name sounds so familiar. I feel like I've probably seen something. Yeah. I may not have read it, like a book of it, but I've seen it. Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate your call. Wally's giving this look like, you know who that is? No, okay, just checking. Someone says, good day. The lady should be fined. They broke the law, but they should sue the government for falsely selling and marketing. Did I read this already? Selling and marketing the country as nothing was told to these tourists or posted online that the beach would be closed before they left to come here. And we know that most tourists come for the beach. Well, it's just an updated law. So it's something that's updated and it's fluid. I don't know if it needs...
What is concerning is how Bahamians crave others to sue us. Mm-hmm. Mind you, the government has no money. It's suing me.
But,
and I don't appreciate it.
Listen,
don't be suing me. I haven't done anything.
Do not. Listen, if they go ahead, they broke the law. What suit they can come up with?
If a hurricane is coming, the beach is closed.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to go on the beach. You know?
The question would be, Cecil, right? And I think someone was asking it, you know, earlier. What are they expecting? What are their expectations of the Bahamas when they come? That they can do whatever they wish, go wherever they want? You know, are they anticipating that? Because I know why they're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
They're traveling to get away from these constraints.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, are we all lying to them and saying that we are constraint free? And I don't think so. I've seen the things that they've been...
The beaches were open before they came.
Exactly.
And all intent and purpose I assume that the beach was going to continue to be open, and the competent authority made a decision.
That we did not agree with.
I did not agree with the decision, but it's still his decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
So as a decent and a law-abiding citizen, I did not go on the beach. Now, and I assume that anyone who visited the Bahamas...
But there was a fence around the beach, man. They broke. They knew exactly what they were doing.
You climbed the fence.
There was a fence that pretty much was a don't come here fence.
Yes.
Somebody should have told them, because there's no way you climb a fence and don't know you're breaking the law.
Plus, there are other access to the beach.
Yeah.
Without jumping that particular fence.
Exactly. Maybe they were closed, and maybe they were closed with "do not pass."
Do not pass.
You know what I mean?
They see it and say, "Well, that's a good beach."
There's no lawsuit for them.
No.
There were more than enough indicators that they were breaking the law.
Yes.
Okay. So there's no.
Now, we're not talking about the law being good or not.
No.
We're just saying that it's law.
They broke the law.
Yes.
So now, what's next? What happens August Monday?
And I am concerned. I am concerned because I wholeheartedly believe that a competent authority will put us in bondage on Emancipation Day,
mm-hmm.
right? And on a significant day of freedom, that we will be bound off the beach mm-hmm. again. And thinking of the Saltwater Underground Railroad and the influence of what the sea means to freedom for a number of persons.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned. And then the competent authority does not give a...
He doesn't give adequate notice. It's too ad hoc. That's why, you know, the problem is that things aren't planned or strategic. By this point, we should know. They should have an idea. Is this our standard, our modus operandi for all holidays until a vaccine?
Yes.
Say it now. Get people used to this idea,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're going to do it for is it the entire holiday weekend that mm-hmm. you're shutting down
mm-hmm.
and not just the holiday? Because folks can go on Saturday. They can go on Sunday. They can skip Monday.
Now, mind you, the last holiday is on a Friday. This holiday is going to be on a Monday. So we will assume that it'll be Friday. Don't start from Friday.
No? Man, you can't start from Friday.
Start on Friday.
Because if the holiday was on Friday.
On Friday. So you start from Saturday.
And then
screw us open
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, Sunday. No. The song?
Did we?
No, you don't.
Why do you always go? Why do you just
I can't
ruin?
Help it.
I mean, you just ruined a perfectly good moment.
Yeah, but I like that song.
That was just bad.
The video?
That was bad.
You don't like that video?
Nah, I mean, come on. Man.
Yeah, but I like that video though. Yeah, but so it'll be like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
Or just Monday.
And that's the thing. Does it need to be? I mean, give people the rest of the weekend, right? But to shut down the entire weekend, this is your holiday,
mm-hmm.
And you're forcing people. Because, mind you, only the beach is closed, you know.
Only the beach is closed.
But folks can still get together at a house that's not ventilated.
And at a pool.
Okay, at a pool. If you can't go on the beach, you're going to go to somebody's house that has AC.
Yes.
We're all going to get together, sit inside, joke, laugh, eat food. You're forcing us to be closer.
Closer.
Right? So is that really beneficial? And because we're going to take a day. It's only one day people tend to get together or do something. And that's whatever day fits on that holiday weekend.
Whatever the holiday.
So just... I don't know. I just don't think it's the best strategy. And if you find that New Providence cases grow,
mm-hmm.
because right now New Providence, there's nothing here.
No.
Are we going to keep punishing New Providence because we're the Mecca, even though we're COVID-free for now?
We're COVID-free for now.
And, you know, and by the way, yesterday, when listening to the concern that I had, one was what would the Minister of Health say? And he said nothing because he wasn't there again.
Okay.
What would the competent authority say? Because I felt panic happening, mm-hmm. but he wasn't there.
No.
Again. Also, again, I was wondering if the prime minister would say something.
No, he wasn't there.
The fellow wasn't there either. So we didn't have the minister of health, the competent authority, or the prime
minister.
But I think
you're being unfair because we know that he has his day, and his day is going to be on the weekend.
That we know that now.
But he has been doing that for a while. He hasn't been there to any of them.
But he doesn't answer the questions anyway. So
no.
My former minister of health answered the questions. But my point on that is that I was happy to know that in that statement yesterday,
yeah,
that there was in panic, right? I was, you know, concerned that there would be a panicky response. So we will see now with his announcement, is there a panic-driven response, right? Because we're seeing an increase. So are we going to be slapped down and say everybody shut it down again?
There is no increase in New Providence.
No, but yet somehow there was no increase in New Providence and the beaches were closed. So, I mean, what is the rationale there? There hasn't been an increase, but we're still being treated as if we're ground zero and the hotbed for the virus. Mind you, we are the largest body of people, but we aren't the hotbed.
What's 3 days? Make the sacrifice. Surely we can sacrifice 3 days in order for the health of the country.
Well, what about the other days of the year?
Is you can catch it that day, catch but it. not those 3 days.
Not those days. We have a call on the line. Call you on the hit bag. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good day, Miss Black. Hey, and to your guest.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I was listening and I heard your guest talking about this, the ladies being having witchcraft. and about the ladies, first he said they bribed the official at the airport. Not bribe, but I didn't work sorcery.
Yeah, yeah, that's a storytelling.
And then they did it on the guy in the khaki. but then he got me. He didn't finish when he said they did it to the guys in the courtroom. The three strikes match, he made me believe him.
No, man.
Yeah, he missed out the courtroom because that's where they break their biggest sorcery.
Yeah,
they just grant them free.
My God. They're a powerful bunch. A powerful bunch.
but show to him. He gave me a good laugh.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. All right.
Cecil, it's taking root.
Because it's believable. It's believable.
They really are. They are good at it.
See, Nahaja, I know what it is to experience good Uncle Uncle. And that has caused you to do some strange things. So I believe that these ladies were cognizant of their powers.
My word.
And they came in with that type of power.
With this beguiling...
Like the serpent beguiling people.
My God, from the airplane.
Yes.
They landed and they were using this beguiling nature.
Yes.
This is powerful.
And going straight through the courts.
Well, Bahamian brothers are easy, I will say. Yeah. I won't lie to you.
Pray for us.
I know, I'm done.
And they light skin.
My word.
Light skin Negroes. Well, they're not really Negroes, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're not really Negroes. So the hair was flowing. They're light skinned but brown.
See, not the Brazilian import.
No,
but
no,
the
no.
natural.
The natural.
The natural flowing.
Yes, the pretty good priest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prius. I can't remember their name. Yeah. The chick who married Jonas, one of the Jonas brothers. She's pretty. Someone says, Nahaja, I blame you know folks who continue to keep the PLP and FNM in power to rule over us and to keep us as second and third class citizens in our country. We should be number one before any Haitian, American, or Dominican, and all should adhere to our laws. I concur. Again, the police officers did arrest. Now, the argument will be, did they arrest because of our outrage? If we had not found out as the public, would there have been an arrest? But here or there, it was done. They were arrested. They were brought before the courts. It's a stretch. And this is what I think it shows, too. What I think it shows, because we've had this discussion on... Wayne Monroe was in studio, and I remember when, I think he represented Shane Gibson, didn't he? No, who represented Shane Gibson?
He had a whole contingent.
Yes, but at the beginning, when Shane was brought in the mashed up white pants and the, crumpled up clothes, they just got Shane from somewhere sleeping under something, I don't know where. Mm-hmm. I thought it was all of that was staged, by the way. And then the faux limp, all of that was a part of this... The sad walk in.
You think it was staged?
Yeah, pretty much staged. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. Where did he graduate with his limp from and all of his clothes mashed up?
He was in pain.
This is how you get sympathy. Brilliant work of art, by the way.
Okay.
I wasn't sympathetic, but I thought it was different.
I felt the pain when they had to lift him up.
I thought it was different. I appreciated that acting.
You were not really compassionate.
Not at all. I thought it was great acting, by the way. Just for this, if you're gonna get a good attorney, get one that tells you
limp.
Right, if you're rich.
Mm-hmm.
Or if people think that you stole money,
mm-hmm.
do that. Right? And if you're poor, look higher than your station. So they should really dress up Cardo Nado those. If you have a son, find him a suit that fits.
It fits.
So that he is not seen as the alley drug boy. You see, because we already build up, these little prejudices and stereotypes. But I digress on that point. Anyways, one of the things that Wayne Monroe argued was that the walking into the court with handcuffs
mm-hmm.
was prejudice the jury.
Well, of course, he's guilty.
Right. But we've been doing this from time immemorial. And Wayne argued that it would be it affects their constitutional right of being innocent until proven guilty or something of that nature, some constitutional issue. The argument is, if that is the case, why hasn't any attorney really argued that? Why have we if it is not right to cuff people walking into the court with press and everything, mm-hmm. creating a perp walk, and you're supposed to be innocent, then what is, if we're doing this wrong, we've been doing it as a as something that has been negatively used against our own citizenry. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel good to see tourists on something that's a misdemeanor be cuffed. But then I realized I've been so conditioned with Bahamians on misdemeanors being cuffed that I never think about it. Mm. But now the tourists are being cuffed. There's a sense of sympathy. There's a sense of we've gone too far. What are we trying to do? But our own, we have no remorse or sympathy. We go automatically with, you are a criminal, pay the fine, do the whatever, but we never question the cuffs. Mm. And it is a sad state of affairs that persons may feel some way like, oh my God, we can't do this to the tourists. How does it look internationally? Well, then how does it look for the young boy selling coconuts? Was he brought in handcuffs?
Yes.
Exactly. And though that might be the same standard across the board, we might have to start looking at, just for real, injustice. If these are finable offenses, find them on the spot. Mm-hmm. If they fail to pay or make the court date on the day shortly thereafter, they have 48 hours to pay a fine. Mm-hmm. If they don't pay it, then you have to, you then get cuffed and brought to court, mm-hmm. right? If you're a tourist, you will have to go to your embassy within, you know, 24 hours, pay the fine. And if they, you can't let them leave the country, you hold their passport or whatnot, but they must pay the fine. There must be different ways where we deal with justice in this country without clogging the system. Finable offenses should not have to go to court.
Whose responsibility is this? It can't be us regular citizens to go and challenge what should and should not be happening in the court.
Is this not the Chief Justice, or this is something that has to happen in Parliament?
So now we need to speak to him. But I think he's kind of concerned about people dancing inside his office.
Yeah, he's concerned about the wrong thing, Joe. Yeah. Office yeah. parties happen all the time.
All the time. But that was a good wine.
Now listen, women whine and they no sin, child. Sisters yeah. whine. Yeah. yeah? Just stop having friends bring their phones into your party. The only sin, really, was the sin of stupid.
Stupid sin, okay.
Yeah, you don't, there should never be now, if adults are going to wild out. You mm-hmm. know, I don't go to those parties, so I have no fear of it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't go to wild in a party. I don't get drunk.
So you have no camera video
yeah, of but, you? What you going to catch?
No.
Yeah, me drinking a Radler.
Radlers do some things.
Not a thing to me. No? Anyways, I mean, come on. You know,
these things happen.
Put the phone in a bag at the door. Mm-hmm. Let the host lock the phones away. Mm-hmm. When the time that you're ready to go, or at the end of the night, we all take our phones out. Mm-hmm. We take photos of who's been there. We say we love each other and we're out.
Mm-hmm. You had fun.
Yeah.
What happened to the party? Stayed at the party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, too many. This happened with those alleged Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the party there.
Oh, you saw that video?
That was wilding out too, buddy. No? That was wilding out. Oh, okay. They should never allow phones on that one.
No.
Some freaky stuff happened at that point.
That one was freak.
All right. So we got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hey, Naj, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Okay, hope you and your guests doing fine.
Yes.
Yeah, well, listen, now that we had all this stuff going on with people coming in the country with not the right tests and all of that and going to the beach when they shouldn't have to or should not be going on, if we can't go, hopefully now the government will get it right for the next holiday coming up, which is Emancipation Day. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hopefully they will allow a better situation that Bahamians could go to the beach and also visitors like Wise also. Mm-hmm. But you know, now I should bring up, you know that thing y'all just mentioned, them people with them coconut, right?
Yep.
You just buy from them?
No, because okay, I don't drink my coconut water,
see,
but I would.
That's another problem with it. See, some of these guys be riding around the place carrying in your yard, taking your coconut off your tree. Mm-hmm. You see, and then that's a problem within itself sometimes because that's trespassing and also that's stealing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yep,
and that
yep.
ain't a right situation either. I know people got to make money, but just don't drive past my house and go in the, come in my yard and take the coconut
off.
I agree with you. At least do it if I ain't home because I suspect they did that sometime today.
Man, don't even do it if you ain't home. That's your property.
Well, you know, I mean,
that's a crook. Now, that's when they cross the line to being a criminal.
But I mean, anyway, they get away this time. Next time we catch them. But hopefully we can all be able to go to the beach on Emancipation Day, the next holiday, and the government will find a happy medium for everyone to be able to coexist and work out, and everything will go well.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think we have to, like my producer said, adapt. We can't keep reacting. We need to be leading in certain areas and figure out how we can start living with this thing safely, rather than always reacting, you know, haphazardly. And it's caused too much confusion. Carla, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much.
All right.
We got a text here. Wait, man, Florida was open to tourists and their beach was closed. The numbers, again, if you want to call, 323-6232, 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. Says Ash was on police bail, no handcuffs necessary. Oh, right, that's right. He was still on bail. All right. Ad hoc, maybe because we've never done or been through this before. I think we are being too critical of the process. Very true that this is different, man. This is different. One of the things I appreciated in the press conference yesterday was that when they were talking about tests for the family, you know, because when you're coming in at the family, if you're coming in as a family, everyone needed to be tested. Mm-hmm. And then they made the adjustment that anyone 10 and under, children 10 and under, do not have to have tests. Good. Because the COVID-19 tests, the PCR tests, aren't readily available for these ages, for that young an age. Mm-hmm. And that's something that they learned through this process. So there is a learning curve. There's a learning curve. But some things, we're being very reactionary. And when they had a chance, this is the issue why I remain critical of the response in many areas by this administration. We had months before our first case, March 16th, months before. And I was asking on this show, as others were, what are the plans?
Who are you asking this to?
I was asking the government.
I think I heard an interview where you asked about a mask and they said, there's no need for mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did that too. Yeah. And this was by the officials then.
By the officials.
Yep, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
We asked about those things. And some of those COVID ideas or those, they changed. Even Fauci was at one point, no mask, right?
Mixed right up.
And we knew China was wearing masks from Jump Street.
Before the thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, listen, in the heat of it, they were wearing masks. I saw a Chinese woman here before we were told to wear a mask. Her and her daughter going into the China, their food store, wearing masks, going across the street in the ghetto. They were already prepped. They didn't know this thing.
They understood it was coming.
Man, listen, they probably knew it was here. But the process or where we are reacting because I believe we have not planned well. And not planning well is an MO for this administration. Not planning well in terms of evacuation processes and orders for Dorian. Not planning well for, Ragged Island, dealing with it strategically. We are slow. This administration has been behind every major issue, even financially. We are behind. We get surprised by too many things that if you had your pulse, your fingers on the pulse, not micromanaging, but letting each department do their job effectively, we probably would have seen better results. When, just as a note, when Head Knowles is said to have done a better job in the aftermath of Dorian. Than Nema. In terms of getting supplies there. People from Abaco say, man, listen, I thank God for Head Knowles getting water to us whilst we were there. This is the fact that we had the defense force sitting out to sea, but it was the British forces that were there, ended up coming before them.
Waiting for the oil clear, I was told.
Right? From who? And the British forces were...
From the competent authority.
So there is a history of being behind the trend with this administration. So there's no, you cannot give them a pass.
But this administration has now created a ministry. So we have corrected that.
We just created more red tape in my opinion.
So you believe that if, God forbid, another storm hits, that you think that organizations, these NGOs would still be ahead of our government despite our new...
I would hope not. I really would hope not. I'm hoping not. It has to be proven. At this point, I'm not giving any benefit of the doubt. No benefit of the doubt. None.
I believe NEMA is prepped and ready. Everyone has satellite radios. Did we already have our...
We didn't have those before.
Something's happened to it every year.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
And it is clearly stated on the website that COVID-19 laws will be updated daily. And listen, if you're traveling to a foreign country in the midst of a pandemic, pay attention. But I gather you're not on your phone while you're at the beach sunbathing.
But your
but
hotel will update you.
Which would be, well, what if they're staying at Airbnbs or vacation rentals?
I'm assuming that y'all should have a committee convention of rules to say these are the new updates. Send you, make sure you have
the
people
about homeowner, this. Nope, right now.
Association, that's what I want.
Yeah. The homeowner at this point, all they would do is just to, if you text them or whatnot, they will give you information that they have.
That's it?
But, you know.
So there's no general Airbnb website where you can get
no
pertinent information about COVID-19 for?
No.
No?
Someone says, I'm sure that there were many other tourists on the island during the holiday weekend. How come only those three ladies went on the beach? I wonder. What do you expect from a menace-led government? Oh, Lord. And why didn't they put up a sign saying beach closed?
Of course there's a sign there.
I'm sure there's a sign. Yeah.
You drive right there, there's a big sign on every beach.
So the power was called Young American Women, and they were arrested after the Marvin Dames interview. Interesting. So the Paradise cameraman thought there were three black Bahamian women. So if he knew that they were tourists, mm-hmm. what do you think that they would have done different? So how do we not know that the tourists were lying? I'm surprised y'all ain't blaming menace for those tourists getting off. Oh, for goodness sake. You can tell people stuck in their feelings.
You know, but y'all tend to blame Mr. Menace a lot, though.
Y'all?
Y'all.
Yeah,
Bahamians. I mean, y'all critical.
You're right on that. Hey, Nahasha, you are correct. What? I always wonder the educated dumb would arrest the person for a few grams of weed, keep them in jail because they can't pay the fine. Feeding them is way more expensive and counterproductive than these educated dummies run our country. Says, yes, your coconut water selling friend goes about getting their coconut in the wrong fashion. Had to chase them many times. I see trespassers as criminals. You're right on that. People selling coconut. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, CN and you are going to have this other discussion. In case you haven't been following, there was a young, I don't know if you guys watch RuPaul. I love RuPaul. I just don't watch many of the shows. RuPaul Drag Show, but the Canadian version. Is it called Drag Race? It's RuPaul Drag Race, right?
Drag Race.
Yeah.
No, it's a Canadian version.
This is the Canadian version. But it's still RuPaul's.
RuPaul have that type of money? There's RuPaul was the American one. It's called RuPaul Drag Race. Or Drag Race.
I think this was...
This is Canada's drag.
Okay. All right. Okay. But Ru is making some good money on Netflix.
Good, yeah.
Good for him. Right? Or her. But no, he's a he. He always says that he's a he who wears drag. He's in drag. He's not trying to be transgender. He's a he. He always wants to be known as he. Right?
Okay.
Anyways, so if you haven't been keeping up, there was this particular commentary, and I'll have it on the other side of the break. I'll let you hear the audio from it, mm-hmm. of this young Bohemian fellow.
No, she's... Is he
want to be identified as a she?
Is she. They say she on the clip.
Really?
Yeah, they say she.
Oh, okay. See, this is so confusing. Okay.
Don't worry, they have a script. You just need to learn it.
I'm going to learn the script.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to hear this, and then you tell me what your thoughts are. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahasha Black, C.A. Nuri, here on the show. We'll be back after this.
Market, we do fresh best. As the largest retailer on the island of fresh, organic, and all-natural produce, you can taste the sweet, juicy flavor of that crisp, farm-fresh taste. Fresh meat sustainably grown for superior flavor, tenderness, and mouth-watering taste. We find the pick of the crop just for you, offering a variety of high-quality specialty and nutritious fresh meat and produce so you taste the difference. That's the peak of the season. Freshness priced right. Fresh Market, we do fresh best.
Je nous lave mais nous très important pendant la continue gourmet à propagation COVID-19 là. Nous toucher en pile surface pendant tout journée. L'important pour songer côté nous mettre main nous tant coup nous camain surface qui contaminé et puis faire nous malade. C'est peut-être ça nous encourager pour pas toucher figure tant coup yeux, nez, bouche. Nous devons laver mais nous souvent pendant tout journée. pour éviter infecter tête ou au soyon l'autre monde. Toujours laver menou avant nous manger, après nous fin utiliser toilette. Laver menou après nous fin prendre soin au monde qui malade. Songez pour nous laver menou pour 20 secondes chaque fois avec de l'eau avec savon. Frottez menou ensemble et puis couvrez toute surface. Laver fond doit nous. Étape simple ça qu'a sauver la vie nous. C'est pour nous protéger tête nous avec l'autre monde.
Message ça, rivé joie nous grâce à ministère santé dans Bahamas ensemble.
Wake up, stay home, go to bed, repeat. Wake up, stay home, go to bed, repeat. Does COVID-19 have your routine a little humdrum? Well, since you're home, now's the time to spice up your routine. Wake up, say your prayers, make the bed. Yes, use the decorative pillows. Bathe, use that fragrant soap. Eat. Now's the time to make meal surprise for your family. Exercise 2 times around the house. Lift those cans, feel the burn. Blast that music and dance. Home gym. Clean, dust, wipe, sweep, vacuum, mop. Is that lavender I smell? Organize. You know that mystery drawer? Find out what's in there. And those sheets and towels? Fold them. Do you really need to keep that shirt from high school in the closet? DIY. You bought all the materials months ago, so now it's time to fix that leak, paint the cabinet. Your family's gonna love the new table you built. So what if it's a little low? You made it! Work! Well, you still have to get some work in there. It's part of the routine, but at least you can work from home in your pajamas! You might want to change when you have those video calls, but that's up to you! Well, COVID-19, we are keeping our routines and enjoying our homes.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey! Got to pay back! Revenge!
With Nahaja Black, so I wanted to my special guest my co-host today, the one and only CA Nuri in studio with me. I wanted to play a clip from the show with the young Bahamian fellow on this reality show, the Canadian reality show. Cannot play it because the clip that we have has strong language, obviously, and I've had enough of challenges today on the show. So we shall not get ourselves into any IRCA related challenges. Oh no, I like my job. You know what I mean, Wally? I love the station, man. Ooh, not Hashi. This ain't no kind of time to be losing no jobs around here. Oh, anyways, so for the record, the young man who is he's not transgender. He's not trying to, is he trying to be a she?
He's a drag queen.
He's a drag queen. Yes. So, right, okay. So he's not transgendered, right? Someone says the chain with the big lock was on the gate. Really? So here we go now. They couldn't cross that. I digress. So we have this situation where the young man is saying, and I wanted to get, because this is very much one of those topics that gets folks riled up, right? I personally am neither here nor there on it. It's I was just surprised that the gentleman is alleging that he was shot multiple times on Canadian television for being gay and had multiple friends shot. And he was talking about his bullet wounds, said that he has 3 bullet wounds, and multiple friends of his have been shot, one shot in the face when he opened his door. And so alleging some heinous crimes against homosexuals in this country. And I have to say, honestly, I was surprised by the graphic nature or the allegations, though it does not mean that they're not true, right? And I'm not a part of the gay community. I don't know what they go through. And God help you if you're drag or... I don't know. I don't even know what the community does. But I thought it was interesting for the fact that, of course, this is on international TV. And Bahamians, we have this thing where you can't talk bad about us internationally, you know, because this is affecting our tourist dollars. We don't like how you're portraying us. It's the sort of thing where if we have dirty laundry, that's in-home, in-house stuff. You don't discuss it abroad. And I was curious as to your thoughts, CA. And Wally, I know I see you paying good attention. Do you believe that we are a country that is violent toward persons with alternative lifestyles? I think there are many women who may be lesbian who will say that they've been raped because of it, you know, and rape is a real issue in our country. I think if you're a lesbian, I think that is, people will view, some perpetrators will say, oh, this is justified, you know, because all you need is some man and you'll turn straight, right? Do you think that this is an issue in our country, Cecil?
Well, I want to start by saying that the Bahamas culturally is violent.
Yes.
You hear it in our words. You hear it in what we purport. You hear it in how we treat our children. You hear it in how we treat our spouse and our lovers. We hear it in how we speak and communicate and interact with each other. We are violent. We are violently evolved, mm-hmm. right? Now, the question is, are we physically violent to homosexuals? That's an entirely different topic. Yeah. I've seen, personally, homosexuals being verbally abused. Mm-hmm. I've seen homosexuals being physically abused. Now, to say that they have been murdered...
You've seen homosexuals being physically abused?
Yeah, yes, I have. And speaking out, yeah. Growing up inner city, it's not something that is embraced to see a qualming man, if I could say for.
I feel like we have a lot of them though.
Yes, but see, when you live in an inner city, you're judged on your manhood. Okay. So if you tend to qualm a lot, you may be accosted. I've seen it by a group of young men who try to show their manhood that I'm more man and more macho than you. So therefore, I would have to pick on you.
You need to man up.
And man up. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help you. And even in terms of young boys growing up, you would hear some parents saying, let me beat that femininity out of you.
Yeah.
And you see young boys being punished because they appear to be
feminine. We have a lot of young women who are, you know... The word, they don't like to be called, not butch. They don't want to be called that. What is the other word?
The D1?
No, they don't like that either. But anyway, yeah. a masculine. We see there's a lot more young women who are seemingly more masculine than I've seen effeminate males.
And mind you, growing up in the city again, I knew a lot of girls who I thought were just tomboys. I never thought of them being anything else.
I have 4 brothers.
You know, they climb trees, they play basketball. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But now we're seeing in our new culture that they're now being identified as being...
Man, listen, when you're taping down your boobs,
you tape down your boobs so you play basketball quicker. Breasts pull you down when you're running, you know?
That's because we call those sports bras, man.
Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't work. You keep it flat.
Nothing down.
Yeah, but because you don't have big chests.
I mean, it's fine, right? Why are you discussing that?
No, but you start the topic.
You know what? I was
talking about mine too.
Go in your corner now, Cecil.
Anyway, let's stay focused. Right? And I've even seen that young women being verbally attacked because they appear to be a certain way. They have their short hairstyle and said, even there was a news report once upon a time saying the young girls in a particular school were wearing gay shoes. I'm not sure how shoes can be gay.
There's gay shoes. There are gay shoes now?
They're gay shoes. Some shoes just make you gay.
Are we?
And they got, I mean, they were labeled it by the school. Yeah. And I assume they got suspended for it. And then they were
victimized. How do you feel? Again, for me, and it's different. I think for folks who aren't part of that community, we don't know.
No.
Right? We don't know. We don't know what these folks go through.
No.
We're not struggling with our identity. We're not trying to conform to live in a supposed normal lifestyle when it is abnormal to your person, right? We're not fighting with our faith and our feelings. You know, none of these things. But folks who are, you know, heterosexual.
Yes.
I actually thought it was, and this is my naivete. Mm-hmm. My naivete was that I know a lot of folks, well, not a lot, but I know a good number of people who, they may not admit that they may not say it out loud, but you know that they are gay, and
even in that parameter you use for that particular person
mm-hmm.
would be questionable. Well, I assume that we're really talking about it openly. There's no guessing. And they tell you this is what I am, and I'm not pretending or don't have you guessing anywhere. And I work in tourism,
mm-hmm.
and I know I manage people. And I manage sometimes inner city people who are making that transit into mainstream jobs,
mm-hmm.
right? And they have issue working with a particular type of dimension of men, saying, okay, you're too girly, I can't work with them. And it is my job now to coach them, to saying that it's your job to work with different type of people.
Yeah.
And there's no exception.
Yeah.
You cannot choose who you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You show people respect. And you show and you treat people with a certain type of decor, and right, of course, sometimes it comes to confrontation,
mm-hmm.
and then you come with trying to mentor and to help them understand what it is to work in tourism, and that you'll come across different type of people. You make an extra effort to try to explain such and make sure they understand.
It's sad that if what the gentleman is alleging that he was shot at. And his friends killed because of their personal life.
And that's hard to believe. And I personally have an issue trying to believe that. Me personally.
And I wonder if we find an issue with believing it because we don't want to admit maybe we are that crazy, right? Or we're that angry or we're that homophobic that we would be willing to take someone's life because of their sexual preference. For a Christian nation, we really have issues with loving people who are different.
Yes,
I will say that.
We have issues
with loving people who are different.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we are the type, if your child says that they're gay or whatnot, God knows, and I'm not ready for that discussion.
I've known gay person who put out their house.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's violence by itself.
See, I can't mentally handle that as a parent, right? But
how do you put your child out?
No, just if my child was to ever say something like that, I think I need...
You put your child out?
No, I can't, because I love the child, but I would need multiple drinks and vacation days. I would have to take sick leave.
Yeah.
I would take some time. Yeah. And I still love my child, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't kick him out.
But can your child bring his...
Nope, I got one boy.
Let's say, can another mother allow their one good son bring their gay... friend.
Lover?
I don't know if we can say that one.
You can say lover.
Oh, the gay lover on home and said, Mommy.
Can't sleep over though.
Can't sleep over?
Mommy,
I want you to meet Henry. I love Henry.
Well, in my house, nobody sleeps over. Like, my mother will never allow, regardless. You don't bring your significant other in the house.
We're talking about this Henry boy.
Well, it don't matter. Just so my thing is, this is a hard line. You won't have somebody sleep in my... The only person having any sort of sexual extracurricular in the house is mommy and daddy.
Okay.
Anyone else? Go about your business.
Or sneak in.
No, sneak in. You better sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
And you better get out before I wake up.
But of course.
There'll be hell to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But no. And
we were still talking about, would you accept that your good gay son?
The thing is, do I have a choice? It's their life. It's either I'm going to accept their lifestyle or I lose them. And which is worse?
Mm.
Which is worse? I mean, you know.
But should a parent, a Christian parent,
mm-hmm.
be forced to embrace such a lifestyle.
What are we, and that's the, this is where the debate comes in for me. What is the one thing that the Bible talks about? Love, you know? For God so loved the world. Love is the ultimate healer. Love is the ultimate balm. Love is the thing that trumps sin, even. Mm-hmm. Love is the greatest conduit to change. You don't legislate God's law through, or, you know, you don't legislate God's love through law. So the more laws we put in place to try to stop the nature of someone, it doesn't make them closer to God. I think love brings people closer to God.
I'm assuming by this conversation you're having, you can support a gay marriage in the Bahamas. You.
Then why you had to run it? Why you got to run it? I didn't say that. That's a legislative issue. So you would denounce gay marriage.
I'm trying to get a stance. Where are you standing on this?
Where do you stand, Cecil?
I'm a provocateur.
No. Where do you stand? You won't find out where I stand. Where do you stand?
He said, if marriage is hard.
If anybody wants to get into it,
they won't jump into that. If they won't jump into that same frustration I just have at time, I say, let them go. Let them go and experience that, and they'll learn. And then I can smile at them and say, see? Now you know. Listen, that's good for you.
Listen. I think it's going to be very interesting. If we are that violent towards people and their differences in relationships, then we have deeper problems than I thought.
We need to have conversations. But we see that in the Bahamas, there are certain communities that when your woman has broken off with you, you violently subject her. We see dead women.
Yeah, we see that all the time, domestic violence.
So we know we're violent. We know we're violent.
Especially in relationships.
In relationship.
And I have this. There's a story I have to tell. My husband's high school friend, right? He's kind of like, he comes in once in a while in your life. You know, those people who are random, right? And he's a challenge with good decision making, right? Mm-hmm. There's a challenge with good decision making. So one day we saw him all broken up one day.
Broke right up.
Yeah, I mean, all the bones, broken leg and cast, arm and cast. We're like, what the heck happened to you?
What happened to him?
Right? And he's been known to associate with a lot of male-type females. Right?
Male-type females.
Right. So I don't know what you call, I don't want to say the wrong name because, you know, you have to be PC. So more manly females. But they're lesbians.
Body builders?
Manly type, right? Anyways, they could be injectors. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he's known to hang out. This is his crew, right? And he has an affinity.
He feels comfortable around them.
And he has an affinity for strippers. So he's a weird guy. It's a whole different debauchery level. He's a weird guy, right?
Yeah, peculiar.
So anyways, apparently there was a pool party. And he said the wrong thing to one of the male type guys, or females.
Females. Getting confused with the word.
Right, this is too much. Mm-hmm. The gender roles are killing me. He said something wrong. Mm-hmm. And he raised his voice, but he did not know the rules of this body.
Yes.
Don't know your role.
Don't raise your voice to them.
You are not man enough for this group.
You're man enough to talk to her.
Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So he said what he said and went to strike her sister.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did too.
He raised his hand to this woman.
To this woman who is male typish.
Yeah, he could learn.
And buddy did those sister brothers.
Oh, they gang him.
They beat the halo out of this brother.
He did learn.
He learned. He almost drowned, too. They tried to kill him in the pool.
They were teaching him a lesson.
I learned that day.
Yeah.
Don't fight them.
No.
This
gang.
So I think we have some stories you can tell, right? There's some stories that can be told.
Yeah.
But this is the question I have is, are we that violent?
I think we are violent. Maybe not violent enough to say murder.
I believe that we are,
because of past issues we had. We had a number of gay murders here that we have no idea what happened.
Were they ever solved?
Never solved, So we cannot dismiss it. If the gentleman said,
you can't dismiss it.
The gentleman said that he believed.
Do we have a police report? I think we had Commissioner Roll or someone, a police officer, mentioned that there's no case or no story to this. Nothing to it. But
we know that the gentleman was shot.
Yeah. He said three times.
So three times. And we see the scars.
Yes.
And we see other people say, yes, they are aware of the story.
Yes.
Of him being shot.
Yes.
Now, the reason why and wherefore is...
Maybe that could be debate.
Yeah.
Someone texts, Nahaja, do you think that guy lady said those things for show ratings or to gain popularity, listen, to have a good story on TV is good.
It was a good story. And we need support him for him being a bohemian.
And on a reality show where he could win. Is he still on the show?
And we will benefit as a tourist nation.
So yeah. No, you're not going to benefit. No.
A bohemian drag queen?
No. Listen, you come here any sort of way, you're going to get shot in the face. That's all we came away with. Don't go to the Bahamas.
True.
RuPaul retweeted that. And when whatever RuPaul
identify himself.
Let's go with she, because I mean RuPaul at the RuPaul man, whatever. Anyways,
yeah.
RuPaul retweeted it, and when they retweeted it, his caption on it was, "When you have to live your truth in dangerous situations," and the Bahamas is the dangerous situation.
But we know of a number of homosexuals who have left the Bahamas and gone to and sought asylum.
Canada?
In Canada.
There's a real claim.
It's more than a handful. It's about...
It's quite a bit.
And they... I'm sure the Canadian government would have contacted the Bahamian government and said, hey, these people trying to get our papers, citizenship or our status.
Yeah.
How much truth there is. I'm sure there's a gay bureau in the Bahamas.
There's a gay body. I think there's like
a gay bureau that you could speak to.
Well, we're going
to
get... I'm going to do a show. I have to do a show on this because I think there are voices that need to be heard.
Gay voices that need to be heard.
Yes, because they're citizens too. I'm looking for persons who are not afraid, who are openly gay.
Openly gay men or openly gay women?
It doesn't matter. Openly gay. Yeah, I would love men and women. Yes, if you are openly gay and you want to tell how difficult it is to be a homosexual in this country, I would love to have you. I know I had Alexis DeMarco on.
Yes.
And she's transgendered. Yes. That's what we say, she.
What's the difference between transgender and transsexual?
Man, I don't have time for all of this, okay.
But she knows the whole alphabet. So if you're going to invite persons on, you need to invite one for each letter so we can understand and appreciate. It can't be one who's representing the entire alphabet and then we don't understand.
LGBTQI. I think it's intersex.
Yes. So I'm getting used to that one now.
I think the I stays. Everything else is they've pushed aside.
Okay.
Right. Someone says, hi, it's because of the Bible people who hate gays. Yeah.
And I find that we'd like bashing even Christians. Like it's a shame. And a fault to be Christian. Christians have principles.
We got to go. Sometimes people just seeking attention and notoriety and fame. This young man is certainly getting it. And his unsubstantiated word is being taken as fact. It's unsubstantiated. It's a good story.
It's a good story.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Special guest in studio, my co-host, C.A. Nuri. Shout out to my producer, Wally. Good to have you, buddy. Everyone have a great day. And Preston was here earlier. We'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to The Hit Back on Guardian 96.9 FM. Backstabbing.